to Dr. Stephen Annis, the A&M EST MD, and also to Dr. Miguel Casterholm, M-I-G-U-E-L, Casterholm, C-A-S-C-R-E-J-O-N, MD, fax number 719-365-1796, regarding patient last name Kletter, K-L-E-T-T-E-R, first name Jeanette, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Ennis and Dr. Kester John, thank you for your kind referral. Mrs. Kletter is 33-year-old, actually Ms. Kletic, K-L-E-T-T-E, not R, is a 33-year-old right-handed CNA who got injured in 2009 when she was transferring the patient. She developed 3 weeks later a numbness, paresthesias, and changes in the color and coldness in her right upper extremity. Was diagnosed with thoracic outlet syndrome, had a first rib resection and scalenectomy, and right pectoralis minor resection period. It helped to improve her symptoms in about 40% period. She can continue experiencing neuropathic symptoms in her right hand, and actually over the last few months it got worse. Right ulnar nerve transposition helped just only mildly to reduce sensation, to improve sensation in her last two fingers with right arm flexion period. Focused neurological examination revealed cold hands with the right Edson maneuver. Her right hand got even cooler. Radial pulsation was preserved. She developed worsening of the numbness in the first three fingers in that period. Nerve conduction studies revealed unobtainable right medial and tibial cutaneous response. The left medial and tibial cutaneous response was normal, period. C8 nerve root stimulation showed a normal amplitude and velocity, but stimulation of the ulnar nerve at the ERBS point showed significantly reduced conduction velocity. Electromyography revealed mild chronic denervation right abductor pollicis brevis muscle. Periods impression based on this nerve conduction studies in EMG, I feel the patient still have evidence of thoracic outlet syndrome, mostly affecting the her ulnar, mostly affecting a lower trunk or medial cord of the brachial plexus in the period. The nerve conductions across the ulnar nerve was reduced below the ERBS point, therefore pectoralis minor syndrome is more likely provoking mechanism of her symptoms in that period. The patient also had no conductions of the right medial and tibial cutaneous. And this is also favoring diagnosis of brachial plexopathy. I found no evidence of the cervical radiculopathy, carpal tunnel syndrome, or ulnar neuropathy in that period. Please do not hesitate to contact me if you have any further questions regarding this report. Signature Alexander Feldman, MD.